Hello and welcome to CamaroZ28.com, podcast number 3. This is being recorded on September 10th, 2005, but you're listening to it whenever. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we're going to bring you another great show today. We're going to start off with some emails we got in response to our first two podcasts that we've done. So why don't you head it off there, Jason?
All right. The first one I got is from Nick, and he goes by Motor City Nova 572 on the message board. Here's what Nick wrote in. I'm thinking about getting an F-body. What do you guys think is the best F-body for a 17-year-old to get? I've driven some pretty fast cars and taken rides in some pretty fast cars like TA Jax Turbocharged Impala, Hot Rod Hawks Firehawk, and One Bad Air's Trans Am. So I know the power the F-bodies can make. So I'm asking, what do you guys think? Well, it's kind of hard to say because there's so many different choices you can have.
That's true.
First of all, is budget. You know, I mean, if your budget is limited, you'd probably want to start off with like a third gen. Third gens are still out there. If you look, you can probably find some in decent shape.
Yeah.
Parts are relatively inexpensive because it's, you know, basically a small block Chevy in there.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of third gens. I'd like to own one myself to this day. So that'd be one choice. Another one is, you know, moving a little more recently.
Is like an early fourth gen.
That's what I was thinking, something like an LT1 Camaro or something like that, because, you know, since the LS1s came out a few years ago, naturally parts for the LT1s got a lot more affordable, and you can make one go pretty fast and handle great for very little money. And then if you got an even bigger budget than one of the early LS1 Camaros, you can pick one of those up anywhere from, geez, $6,000 on up on average. So it's really hard to nail down what the best one is. Yeah. It goes by your budget and what you're looking to get. Being 17 years old, be careful, man. When I was 17, I did some nutty things in a car that didn't have any power. So
yeah, and go ahead and shop around for insurance, too.
Absolutely.
Because being 17 years old and driving a V8 car, that might be a sticking point.
Yeah,
Which car you're going to get.
Good luck on that. When you find one, let us know. Make a post. We'd love to see it.
Yep.
And Chris, you got one too. Why don't you go ahead and...
Sure. This one comes from Yosarian14 on the board. Here's his question. What got you guys interested in Camaros? In the previous podcast, neither of you owned Camaros as your first car and possibly your second car, if I remember right. At what point did you get passion for Camaros? He also wants us to mention his web address in here for his car domain.
Absolutely.
It's at www.cardomain.com/ride/756169.
Should be easy enough to remember.
Yeah, and if you didn't get that, rewind. What drew me into Camaros is the fourth gen. As soon as I saw the fourth gen, that's what really got me hooked on Camaros. I mean, I liked the third gens a lot, but there was always something I didn't like.
Like anything in particular, or just...
I don't know, maybe the body style? I mean, I was driving a Grand National at that time.
Well, yeah, that's square like a third gen, so...
Not necessarily. I don't know. I guess it's just personal preference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew what a Camaro was a long time ago. I mean, when I was just a little kid, I was always paying attention to cars because I grew up... My dad's a big car guy to this day. The first time I really took note of a Camaro, though, was there used to be an old comic book called Cartoons. I don't know if any of you remember it. They stopped publishing it in, I think, the early 80s. And it was basically a comic book all about cars. And they had a section by a guy named George Trosley, who's still an artist to this day for certain magazines, one being Hustler. But he had a section in every issue of Cartoons. It was how to draw this or how to draw that, and the guy was really good. And it was obviously 1982, and the issue that I was reading, I was 10 years old, and it was how to draw the new Camaro. And that, I used to always pick up a pencil and a piece of paper and try to follow the steps with every issue and learn how to draw kind of rather decently that way. But that really got my attention, and I drew my first Camaro in 82. Third gen Camaro, and I've kind of always been a Camaro enthusiast ever since then.
Good deal.
That's your answers to your questions. Feel free to write us. We want to hear more. We want more feedback. We want more questions. We'd love to read some more of these on the air.
Yeah,
on the air, in the podcast.
Yeah, whatever.
So you can email me jdebler@gmail.com, and if you want to attach a voice message like a wave file or an MP3. You can do that. Or Chris, what's your email address?
cfrezza@gmail.com, or send us just a regular message at webmasters@camaroz28.com. And we'll read these on there. They're pretty fun.
We've talked a little bit about Skype, and I don't think everybody knows quite what Skype is. It's kind of like AOL Instant Messenger, but you can talk to people using your computer's microphone. And it's pretty cool. We've got it set up with a voicemail if we're not around to actually answer the call. But feel free to give it a try. Download the program at Skype, skype.com, and install it and give us a ring and see what see if we're going to be able to pick up, because we're going to start incorporating them. We're going to splice them right into the podcast here. So if you're having any problems, please feel free to let us know. This is something new for us, and we want to know what the problems are so we can make things just as easy for everybody.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we've gotten a couple people who have connected, but they just didn't leave us a voicemail. So
if you're having technical problems, we'd love to help.
Yeah. I guess next on the agenda here is I just want to go over and let you know that we are now syndicated for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We have an RSS feed up, so you guys can use your aggregators or RSS feeds programs and connect up to feeds.feedburner.com/Camaro.
Right.
Subscribe to our feed, and we'll be able to tell how many people then mm-hmm. are subscribed and who are listening and all that good stuff. And look for us in the iTunes Music Store very soon.
Yep, that's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's been submitted. We're just waiting for them to put us in the store, and that'll be pretty cool. So,
of course, our podcasts are going to be free. You don't have to pay a cent for it.
No. All podcasts are free on iTunes. So,
we got a few special guests coming up in the near future. So you're definitely
going to
want to.
Yeah, that should be
exciting. Absolutely, you're definitely going to want to subscribe to it or make sure you just stay up to date with our podcast as we release them, because this should be pretty cool coming up in the future. So don't miss out on that.
Yeah, good deal.
What else
good
we got
deal.
Going on, Chris?
I don't know. Didn't you update some pages on the website?
Oh, that's right.
When you want to tell us about that?
I had a little bit of some vacation time. So one section that we have on the site is our automotive calculations that were down for a little while, and we weren't exactly aware of this, but they're all fixed now, and they're up and running. So if you want to check them out, if you want to do some automotive math calculations without having to break out the pencil and the paper and the slide rule, and just go to CamaroZ28.com/services. And scroll to the bottom and look for automotive calculations and use them to your heart's content. That's what they're there for.
Absolutely.
And we've also had a lot of people request in the past here and there to do like a multimedia type thing on the message board. And we really didn't have much of a way to do that efficiently, but we are working on something in the near future that's going to make sharing videos really cool and really easy.
Yep.
So stay tuned for that.
This is going to be pretty cool.
Yep, we're very happy to be able to bring this to you.
We've
wanting to do something like this for a while, but just didn't know the best way to do it, and we think we hit the numbers with this one.
Yep, so keep your eyes peeled on the message board, probably in the lounge, and let you know about that.
Cool. Great.
So, what else you want to talk about?
I've got an event coming up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Let's hear about it.
M10, the 10th annual Michigan GM event. Can't believe I've been doing this one for 10 years, but it's an event for all GM vehicles. It's in Stanton, Michigan, but it's not just for Michigan car owners. We've had people from all over the country come. It's a one-day racing event for GM cars. It's a really good time. Everybody has fun. Got a lot of cool prizes to give away. We got cash prizes to the event winners, and of course, and trophies. Doing a lot of big raffle prizes. So if you can make it to the Michigan area on October 15th of this year, definitely check it out. The web address is really easy to remember. It's migmevent.com for Michigan GM event. Check it out and show up. We'd love to see you there.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a good time. I can't wait.
Yes, good deal. Well, I think that's ending our third podcast for now.
Yep.
We just want to thank everybody for listening.
Thanks for the feedback.
Absolutely. And we want to keep hearing your feedback, too. So post it in the forum. You've got our email addresses and all that good stuff. So
thanks a lot. Later on.
Since its founding in 1881 by visionary leader Clara Barton, the American Red Cross has been the nation's premier emergency response organization. As part of a worldwide movement that offers neutral, humanitarian care to the victims of war, the American Red Cross has distinguished itself by also aiding victims of devastating natural disasters. Over the years, the organization has expanded its services always with the aim of preventing and relieving suffering. Join with us, the podcasters you listen to, and support the American Red Cross. Visit www.redcross.org.